your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephanie of The Gathering.
And this is Heidi. Welcome here on the Para-X Network. We are happy to be back for another fabulous Tuesday evening.
Yes. Can you imagine? A whole week has gone by already. I just am always amazed at how time flies lately.
It does. We should have a show on that.
We should. How time flies.
Time passing. Slow versus fast, and why and when. I don't know if we could figure it out, but yeah.
I don't think so. I just think it just flies. The older we get, the more faster it goes. But yeah, lately it's been just, you know, I mean, I just, whatever. But yeah, I just feel like we were, you know, having, you know, we're with Rocket's Red Glare. I mean, I just feel like it was yesterday, not, you know, a week ago. So we're busy. I think that has a lot to do with it, though.
Well, I have something like literally going on every weekend in between the shows that kind of consumes me. So, yeah.
I know. I hear you. And every night. So it's like, you know, I have my day job. And then it's like every night last week there was something going on at night. I was just cooked. I'm just exhausted. You know, I can't do this. I need, you know, friends of mine keep saying, you know, you need self-care. You need to just clear the calendar for a few days. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right, I do. I do.
Easier said than done, though, sometimes.
I know, right? Because you want to do everything, you know?
Well, so, we got to make it a priority.
That's what we do. We have to do. For sure.
That's the goal. You know what I do? Maybe I've told you this stuff. What I do is I schedule appointments on my calendar, because I just have one calendar. My work is my life, is my personal, is everything. So I just have one calendar, thankfully.
Yeah.
And so I get to certain days, and especially when I know that there's a lot of big stuff happening, and I'll be like, oh, I've got to see, you know, what I've got going on, that, you know, that looks like a really full day. And so I'll look at it the morning of, as I'm looking at all my appointments, and I see some of them are just mine, like me.
Oh, nice. That's a good idea.
So then I don't overschedule myself.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. So that's there's a tip for anyone that has been like me and overschedules.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you see an open slot, you want to fill it with something, even if it's something fun, but sometimes it's just pushing, just pushing your energy, you know, you can't
too
do it.
Too far. Yes. Yeah. And that's what I said. You know, I said it's my own fault because I have all this stuff I want to do and it's fun stuff. But, you know, sometimes you just need downtime. You just need to sit in front of the TV and be
a read a book or something.
Mm-hmm. Or read a book. Exactly. Yep. Or sit in the tub. You know, that's another nice thing to do occasionally. Yep. But you're right. That's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's hard when because I have my calendar set to see the week at a glance. So it's really hard to see what each individual session is because I'll put the time first. And so I'll see the time and then I might see part of a word, but really I don't usually. Yeah. And so I just see that it's blocked off. And then it's kind of a nice surprise. And I don't do it too often because obviously I have to
be productive.
And some of my, you know, my work is in the evenings and weekends. And so I need to, you know, do that kind of stuff. But sometimes, you know, I'll just have a day and I'm like, oh, that's a full day. Okay. When, you know, and then I look and it's just for me. I'm like, oh, good job, me. Good me.
Yeah, I know. I can do this and I can do all this other stuff that I need to do. I know. I knew. And I have so much to do. But I did get a lot done around the house this weekend. I did a lot of yard stuff, which was excellent because
it was
nice
outside.
It was so nice outside. And, you know, it was so warm in the sun. I sat on the deck And normally we don't let the cats never go outside, but I brought Zooey out and she sat on my chest and we both literally fell asleep in the sun. It was fabulous. I gotta say.
Nice.
I know. So that was fun. But yeah, no, my cats don't go outside. Every once in a while, I'll take them out on the deck and just have them look around, you know. And then we bring them right back.
That's all you get.
That's all you get. Well, most of the time they're afraid anyway. They don't want to be out there because they're indoor cats. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They have big eyes, but they can't wait to get back in the house.
Right. You know? Yeah, they think it's great until they're actually out there and then they freak out.
And then they're scared.
I used to have cats. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, but anyway, so, and you had a busy weekend too.
Yeah, actually we had our, I'm in a priestess circle, which is basically a women's circle, but it's really focused on women connecting with women in a way that we haven't really been told or taught how to do. And that was this weekend. And I was honored to host it at my studio this weekend.
Oh, nice.
The facilitator, yeah, she's in a transition. And so asked if we could host it at my studio. And I was like, oh my gosh, how cool is that? Yeah, let's do it. So it was nice to have it there. It was really a cool honor and it was a nice space for it. So, mm-hmm. you know, everybody felt comfortable, I should say. And yeah, so it was cool. It was really good. But yeah, it's a full weekend. It's like 8 hours each day. So it's awesome. And then you don't do anything else. You know, it's not work.
Yep.
It's not play. It's, you know, but it's important for other reasons. So it's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was this weekend.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we're just busy and sim. So my paranormal group brought on two new people, which is fun. We needed some. Well, you know what? We all have so many other things going on right now, you know? And so when we get cases, it's like sometimes we can't even take them because nobody's available. You know, we have to have, at least four people to go on an investigation. You know what I mean? So brought a couple of two newbies on. So I think it'll be really fun. Of course, there's the training, but that's kind of the fun part, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, so that happened this weekend too. So it's like just one thing after another. So, you know, it's all good though. It's all good. But I have to get down and take pictures of those eagles on the rivers. Those babies are looking over the nest. I happened to be down there. I was walking around. I went on this at work. I was a part of this 5K run walk thing, you know, and so it was down by the river. And so I had to take a few minutes and walk down to the nest, and I didn't have my camera. And I was really surprised to see how big those babies are already. I mean, one was bobblehead. I call them bobbleheads at that stage. But he was looking over the rim of his nest at me, and I'm like, oh my God, I have to get down here with the camera because otherwise it's going to be too late, you know? So hopefully this weekend I can, you know, get down there for at least an hour. You got to be in down there for an hour. You know what I mean?
There's two. Well, yeah, it's not just they don't pose on demand, I would imagine.
No. But you got to go in the morning because there's so many people down there now. You know, when I first started watching this nest was, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And there was no condominiums down there. It was all old flower warehouses and stuff like
that. Oh, sure.
You know, flour mills. So there was nothing down there. So no one was ever down there. And now they've turned all these old flour mills into, you know, condos, and, you know, it's just massive, the population right now. So there's always a million people there. Hard to find a place to park, but so you got to go right away in the morning. So I'm hopeful. I'm going to try to do it on Saturday morning, I think, but we'll get there. We'll get there.
Yes, where there's a will, there's a way.
I know, right? For sure. So we have a different kind of a topic tonight, and it's a listener-inspired topic, which is always a fun one for us.
It is. I love doing listener-inspired topics. So that brings up the topic of anyone listening out there. If you have something you want us to talk about, get mm-hmm. the information to us, or the topic to us, not the information. We'll look up the information. But get the topic to us. You know, let us know what it is that you'd like us to talk about or hear our take on. And we'll certainly work it into the programming. And if you've sent something and we haven't done it, I apologize. Because sometimes we get this weird like flurry of activity with,
we do,
you know, ideas for shows, and
we
then
do.
We grab one and then the rest of them kind of.
And, you know, we try to be really good about writing them down,
but
it depends on where we write it, and then we forget where we wrote it. You know, I laugh because one of the gals on our team, Jade, and she's a friend of mine, she has this really cool, you know, I have a paper calendar still. I mean, I use my phone, too, but the paper is what I really like. And she has this really cool big calendar, and every day has notes, so you can write notes in it. And I'm thinking, I got
to
get one of those because then we can go back.
Yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So we can go back to whatever day the gathering was, and I'll have written it down, and it'll be right there rather than, oh, gosh, I wonder what notebook I had that night. And we had all that, you know what I mean? So, anyhow. So
I do understand.
Yes, we have too, I have too many notebooks.
I think it just involves us getting our act together a little faster.
Well, it is true. Well, see, we're just scattered, though, right? Because we just have so much going on everywhere else, you know. Just tip of the iceberg. Well, anyway, so the topic of the night is sliders. And I remember when you told me about this, I'm like, what is that? And then, of course, you read it, then I went on, you know, I went online. Oh, I know what that is. I guess I have never heard the term, though, you know. Right.
Yeah, it's not something that I guess, I mean, once I looked it up too, I thought, well, how am I supposed to do a show on a topic? I don't even know what it is.
Right.
So I looked it up and I went, oh my gosh, I know what that is. I just didn't know what it was called.
See?
And yeah, so it's like, okay, that I can do, we can do this. But then looking it up too, there was some interesting information. So
yeah.
I just thought, well, that's kind of cool. So we can talk about all that. But
yeah.
Sherry in the chat room is like, White Castle. No, not White Castle sliders. as much as I would probably be able to fill up a show talking about the pros and cons of White Castle, we can do that a different time.
Yeah,
it was a good topic. So thank you to Lorraine. This she's in the chat room right now, so she must have seen that we were doing this one tonight. This was her topic, so thank you. And we were actually going to do it 2 weeks ago, but that was the week you were sick, and so we bumped it to this week.
So
sorry for the confusion out there if anybody thought we were going to do this, and we pulled it out from under you.
We did. But so anyway, so I think how we're going to start this out is I found a little paragraph that says what it is, and then we can dive into it, because I always like to do that so that people understand. So
agreed.
Sliders, here we go. Sliders is the phenomenon that is known as street lamp interference, or SLI, is possibly a psychic event that is just beginning to be recognized and studied. Like most phenomena of this type, the evidence is almost exclusively anecdotal. Typically, a person who has this effect on streetlights, known as a slider, finds the light switch is on or off whenever she walks or drives beneath it. So that's what a slider is, street lamp interference. That's very interesting. Who knew?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, too, when I read the actual... I don't know, is that a description? I guess that's what we call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting, I was like, oh, well, I know what that is. And now I get where the name comes from is, you know, the street lamp interference or street light interference, whatever way you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the SLI and then sliders. So you're a slider because
you're
a person that has this phenomenon that happens.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen just with street lamps, as I've been
reading,
of course. And that's what kind of gave me some, you know, I have an interesting story to share, personal story too, because it always goes without saying that if there's going to be a weird topic, I probably have a personal story.
So, that's true.
And Lorraine on the chat room, she said, haha, you thought I was crazy when she gave me that. And I didn't think she was crazy, but I'm like, well, I definitely have to look up exactly what she's talking about. So I don't start talking about White Castle.
Well, and I remember when you
figured it wasn't
we were
that.
Texting, we were texting back and forth. Well, what should we talk about this week? You know, and then you said this and I'm like, what the heck is that? I think I even said, Heidi, I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
and then, oh, like you, then it's like, oh, it's that. Yeah. Okay.
I was thinking of the TV show. Honestly, have you seen the TV show Sliders? It was a while ago. Oh, you haven't. Okay. It was a long time ago. I mean, what was it? Probably 10, 15 years ago? Maybe, I don't know.
Was it about the same thing? What was it? I don't know.
No, I think this one was where they go, I think, if I remember, if it's the show that I'm thinking of, where they go in and out of time, they go to different...
Oh, you know, I think you're right. I think I have seen a few episodes of that.
Okay.
It's just been a while. Yeah.
So I think that's originally what I thought it was going to be talking about. So then I looked it up, I'm like, oh, I don't think so. I think this is what it is. So anyway, we're going to talk about the sliders where it's the phenomenon where, you know, people affect... electricity.
Yeah.
Or electronics of all kinds. So anyway, so there are some interesting articles out there that just talk about what is it? How does it happen? But I would love, and Steph, you'd love this too, is if anybody in the chat room wants to share a story, once we get talking, this might give you some ideas of things that have happened to you. But if you have a story that you want to share in the chat room and we'll read it on the air, let us know if you have something. We'll start reading, you know, this, you know, how you know you're a slider, like 10 signs, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah.
I found an article, signs you are a person whose energy naturally interferes with electronics.
Oh.
And so it's 8 signs, you're a slider. And so this might give you some things to think about, not just streetlights, because that, as far as I know, that doesn't happen too often, but some of these other things might. So let us know your stories. So here we go, Steph. Number one, we already know, you affect streetlights. Yeah. Do you know anybody that's that can do that? Okay, no. I don't either.
Mm-mm.
Okay, it's happened, but you got to wonder, is it a timer thing? Like, right. I see lights go off and on when I'm going near them. But then I have to go, well, I don't know if they're on some kind of timers. Yeah. You know, are they set to do it? Like, I don't know. So anyway.
Well, I think most of them are, aren't they? I mean,
I thought my
back alley is really dark. Usually there's a street light back there, but it was on a timer like that, right? So it would be on for a few minutes and then it would go off. And then somehow it got broken. I don't know if it got hit by lightning, but now it's on all the time. It's fabulous, actually, because now it's light back there.
Well, that's nice.
But yeah, so I do think a lot of them are on timers, you know, and they go off. So who knows?
Yeah, that's what I think. So I'm not worried about that one. Mm-hmm. So number two, though, this is something that happens to quite a few people that I know, and myself included. Well, it used to happen. It doesn't happen to me anymore. You can't wear watches since you easily drain its batteries, causing it to stop working after a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever had that?
No. I have not, personally.
Oh, okay. Do you know anybody that's happened?
No.
Oh, really? Like, you can't wear watches? Like, you don't know anybody? I have that happen all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You have it happen all the time?
Well, I don't wear watches anymore, because I have a cell phone.
Yeah.
And I don't carry my cell phone on me, so I don't know if it would happen with my cell phone if I carried my cell phone on me. I mean, I carry it in my bag, but I never have my bag with me. It's sitting somewhere.
Right. Right.
You know, so I don't wear anything strapped to my body like I used to, like a watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, it would die, and it was a waste of batteries, because I'm like, I can't keep paying. Batteries are not cheap in watches.
No, they're expensive in watches, yeah.
So, yeah, I just gave up. But that was a while ago, and I have some theories of why that happened before, and doesn't happen now. So, let's see here. Number three. You can affect other electrical appliances, such as headlights and alternators in automotive vehicles, light bulbs, and computers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know, who was it that I just talked to and their computer was going wonky?
Really?
On a regular basis, yeah, their computer just goes nuts. Lori in the chat room. So when she has come to see me at the studio, in the beginning, and it doesn't happen as much now, or I don't even know if it has happened for a while, but I couldn't get her within 10 feet if she had to pay for a session or something. I was like, don't use a credit card, or if you do, go wait in the other room and I'll run it and then I'll get it back to you, because my phone or the app would always freak out.
Oh.
With her. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
I know, right? So, so that happened on a regular basis with her. And she was also saying that she does affect things that are computer, anything electrical, watch batteries, same thing there. So that kind of thing happens to her.
Yeah. Yeah, I was reading about that too. So she's saying the body vibrates at a frequency of approximately 8 cycles per second, which is the same frequency as the Earth electromagnetic field. I did read something about that too.
Mm-hmm. I did too. Yeah.
So that's very interesting. Kat is saying streetlights would not be on timers. Well, I disagree, because the one in my alleyway for sure was on a timer. I could almost bet on it.
Well,
I don't know.
And I'm driving down the highway too.
Yeah.
I've seen, because you have all those streetlights. This is night. I mean, this is dark out, and the streetlights have been on for a while. But you'll see on the highway, like, one will turn off, and then. After, like, you see them way down and you'll see it turn on, but then another one will turn off. And I don't know if they're going on some rotating thing, because I'll see them as I'm going by. I'm like, well, that one turns off, and then that one turns off, and then that one turns off. And then, of course, they're coming back on again. I can't even say for a second it would be me. Obviously, I'm thinking it's something going on with conservation, or I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But and they may be affected by light too, but they're definitely not on all the time. They go on and off and on and off. But I do know that, like I said, this one out my back was definitely a timed thing, because it drove me crazy, because I thought, I just want it to be light out there. You know what I mean? It was so dark in the alleyway. But anyway, yeah, so it affects many things. So what's the
next
item on the list? Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yep.
Okay.
So we're on number four.
Okay.
You may cause a light bulb to blow every time you touch a lamp or light switch. Like, how awful would that be? It's happened to me, but how do I know it was me or if the light bulb was old?
Right.
Right? Because that's the kind of stuff you, unless you know you just replaced it, but it could be a bad bulb. And, you know, here I go into all, like, skeptical mode because you don't know.
I mean, unless light bulb. I have had light bulbs, though, that I swear I have just put in not too long ago. And it's like, if I go to turn them on, they'll just blow. Mm-hmm. But, like, again, like you said, maybe it's a bad light bulb. I mean, who knows really
for sure? I mean, you don't know for sure.
Mm-mm. So static electricity, Jerry's saying static electricity. Yeah. What is ecstatic electricity, really? Where does that come from? Is that kind of the same thing?
I don't think so.
No, probably not.
Let's stick with that because my brain might start to melt.
I know.
If I start to mix topics, I'm in trouble. Okay, number five.
Mm-hmm.
When you're near computers, they may freeze up or experience other problems. Or listening to music CDs. Does anybody listen to CDs anymore? Okay, CDs may change tracks.
Oh. Well, I can see that if you have this super high energy flying around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's happened. I mean, unless it skips because you're driving the road. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I don't think they skip anymore either. If anybody listens to them, I don't think they skip anymore. Okay, because players are better. Let's see here. Oh, you may affect, number six, you may affect magnetic phenomenon that makes credit cards unreadable after you've been carrying them. So you carry credit cards for a while and you wreck the magnetic strip with your energy.
Yeah. I've heard of people with that problem too. But you know, the thing is, if you have something in your purse that's a little magnetic or it's anywhere close to that, it can wear it out too, you know. So there's all these things. There's a lot of other causes too, right, that could be the reason for that.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, there is a lot of possibilities, you know. Mm-hmm. So I read some of this stuff and I can come up with three or four other things that I'm like, well, it could be this or this or this.
Right.
And so, but it's still an interesting topic, and I do have a story. I think I'll share it after break because we're going to get, but yeah, it's interesting stuff. And then here they have, you may cause an irregular EKG. Can you imagine screwing up your EKG?
I saw that too. That was one of the ones that I saw too. And I'm
that
like,
that would be tough.
So maybe there's nothing wrong with your heart though. It's just because of that crazy high energy that you have, right?
Well, wouldn't that be a false positive or something?
Well, it sure would be, I think.
Then you'd be in, you know, testville forever, and they can't figure out what's going on.
No, because maybe your heart's fine, but, you know, the EKG is saying, oh, my God, this woman is, you know, going to die because, you know, whatever. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I think it is interesting. So they said in this other article, I'm going to skip over here, they say supercharged bioenergy fields, or in parentheses, auras, might be the cause.
Yeah.
The human nervous system is chemical and electrical in nature. Neurotransmitters are electrical impulses. When we are emotionally wound up, our nervous systems light up like a busy switchboard.
Isn't that the truth?
And, you know, that goes to what I was saying earlier about kind of knowing what the issue was back when I couldn't wear watches. And I think now if I wore watches, I'd be fine because a lot of other stuff has settled down.
Yeah.
But the paragraph here about when we are emotionally wound up or just have a lot that we haven't processed and, you know, released out of our system from like old woundings, traumas, injuries, illnesses, whatever, we have these electrical impulses that could just be going nuts and then affecting anything that is connected to electricity or run by electricity or whatever around us. And I think back to the time where I couldn't wear watches, and that was me. I was like that busy switchboard lit up all the time. And other things around me would get affected too. And it was, I could totally see it. Because now that I feel like I'm more balanced and I'm more centered and grounded and all that cool stuff, I don't have those issues anymore. So that's helpful. It's really helpful because that's hard to have those kind of issues because so many things are electronic now, right?
And
everything's paid by credit card or debit card or whatever, and so you can't use your credit card because the machine freaks out every time you're around it, or your magnetic strip doesn't work anymore because you burned it out just by carrying it.
So what do you do? Just carry around large sums of cash? Because, you know, there's a lot of places that won't take checks anymore either. I mean, you could take a checkbook, no. But, you no. know.
Yeah, I mean, well, sure, you can do that. That's like a Band-Aid over the issue. I mean, you know, because if we're emotionally wound up, what does that mean? That means we've got stuff going on.
We need to relax and, decompress.
Or, you know, if it's emotional stuff that is old, long-term stuff, or from, you know, chronic illness or whatever, I mean, there's other things that might need to be
resolved.
I mean, you know, I think of a client, you know, or, well, any client that I see probably over the years, you know, at some point, they've got stuff they have to work on that's just old stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they're still processing those emotions because they haven't done maybe some of that deep dive work.
Yes. Exactly.
So it just keeps surfacing and it keeps wanting to be dealt with. And when we don't, it can come out sideways. You know, it can come out these ways that are just
creating lots of havoc. Yeah,
exactly. Creating havoc is a good way to put it.
Yeah, interesting.
So I'm curious, anybody out there, what, because I know people listening and maybe some people in the chat room have had this experience, you know, to some degree. I know Lori was sharing hers. And so anybody else, you want to hop into the chat room and let us know, or even if you knew someone that had this experience, I thought we'd have people lighten this place up because I don't know. It seems to me like it's more common, but maybe it's just the people I hang out with that
we're all. Well, and then after the break, well, there's this paragraph about, I think you are on the same article as I am, but there's this whole paragraph about things that could cause it, not just, you know, being crazy and having all this stuff emotionally and stuff happening too, but we'll talk about that after the break, because we're almost at the break. So, because this is a much more in-depth kind of thing, so we'll, you know. But yeah, as far as like, you know, these light bulbs, and I mean, I think we've all had that a lot of times, or even like sometimes, you know, remotes, sometimes it just kind of goes like that too. Have you ever had that happen?
I was looking in the chat room, that goes remote what?
Well, you know, like when you have a remote control in your hand and then all of a sudden it just dies or something. Don't you wonder about that too? Because you think, oh my God, I feel like I just put these batteries in here and now it's gone.
Yep. Yeah, and you know, some of, like, although I have to say I did that once, I was like, oh my God, I just put these batteries in, and I looked and there was some weird, like, green off-market battery. I'm like, oh my God, the ones that came with the remote, oh my God, I thought I changed them. So they were just really darn old, but I had thought I just changed them, and I looked in there and they were like this, like, original, they should only last 30 days battery, you know, or something. So anyway, anyway, sometimes you think, okay, I just replaced this light bulb. What is happening here?
Or sometimes you can be screwing the light bulb in and it just it goes like that and then it's gone. So what is that? Is that a faulty light bulb, or is that because we have this crazy high energy slider business going on?
Right. Well, I think it's something maybe that we pay more attention to now that we're talking about it, you know, because it might, you know, we might have the idea like, oh, I know I just changed this light bulb. And it seems like every light bulb I replace, you know, but then you have to go, is it your electricity, you know, your electrical system in your house? Like, do you need better wiring? Like, it goes to all these things that you think, okay, I could go down the rabbit hole. Trying to figure out what the source is.
And, you know, sometimes, and how about sometimes, you know, when you turn on the light, like, you know, you flick the light switch and then poof, goes like that too, you know, and then it's off and it totally burns out. Well, is that, I mean, I would think if it were the electricity, it would happen all the time. So then how come only sometimes it happens, you know?
Yep, exactly. So then you start thinking, you can go down the rabbit hole with this because you can go a thousand different ways each situation, you know?
It's interesting.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's half hour. Yep, let's take the break. So stay right where you are. We will be back in 2 minutes. This is The Gathering on the Para-X Radio.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
What happens to a ghost when their home is torn down? No one thinks of the disembodied when they've ripped down old buildings dig up cemeteries, and build clean, unhauntable condos. Every year, hundreds of spirits are driven out of their own haunts by the careless living to exist alone with no one to scare. At Para X Radio, our hosts feel the plight of these evicted disembodied, and we're reaching out to you to please open your heart to one of these lost souls, such as the ghost soldier of the General Wayne Inn or the abandoned spirit cat of Benjamin Rush. So please, please, let a little spooky into your life. Won't you open your house to a ghost without a home?
Para X.
In order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock for Dark Sun Rising on the Para X Radio Network.
You haunted by shadow people in the middle of the night?
Do you secretly love all things creepy and spooky, enjoying ghost stories and horror fiction from the best storytellers?
Do you have a true ghost experience you want to share, but no one will believe you?
If yes, listen to the professionals on What Are You Afraid Of? Horror Paranormal Show, Friday nights at 9 p.m. on Para X Radio and at www.whatareyouafraidofpodcast.com.
What are you afraid of on Para X?
Our creepy and demented hosts are on call to provide you with all your spooky needs with true ghost stories, interviews, indie music, and new horror fiction.
We are ready to scare you.
Para X.
Welcome back to The Gathering here on the Para X Network, and we are talking about sliders tonight. This was a listener-inspired topic, and it's really interesting.
It is, isn't it?
We found some cool articles, and we have had some folks in the chat room starting to, you know, share, and hopefully we'll get some more of those. I do have my own story that I want to share.
Yeah.
So this happened, I don't know, this was 10 years ago or so. It was... Oh, sorry, my dog is making a really weird noise all of a sudden. he's never made that noise. I mean, granted, I've only had him like 3 weeks, but that was interesting. So I was in the house that I used to live in, and I don't know if I was getting ready for... It was the middle of the day, and I don't know what I was doing. Washing my hands, brushing my teeth, something. I was in the bathroom, and maybe I was putting on makeup or something, and one of the lights... in the light fixture above the mirror, went out. And I was using those energy efficient light bulbs, the spiral looking ones, you know, the ones that have the, I don't know, are they LED? Like they have the spiral?
Yeah.
Look? Okay.
Oh yeah. So, I think they're LED. Yep.
Okay. So I had those and they're the energy efficient, whatever. Okay. So one of them was out. I'm like, all right. So I go downstairs, grab another light bulb, and I go to take the old light bulb out. So I start unscrewing it, and it turns on. And I'm like, oh, it's not dead. It's just it wasn't in right. So I screw it back in, and it goes out. I'm like, okay. So I start unscrewing it. It turns back on. I'm like, don't do this to me. Like, quit messing with me. So I screw it back in. Goes back. It turns off. So I did this more times than I care to admit. Cause I'm like back and forth. I'm like, come on. Cause if it's a, you know, these bulbs aren't cheap, you know, especially 10, whatever plus years ago. And so I'm like, okay, screw it back in. No, I'm like, fine. So I take it out saying I'm done messing with this stupid thing. And I take the other one, put it in because these you don't want to drop. So you got to put them in right away. So you don't drop them. Mercury or whatever is in there. Yeah. It goes all over in your dead.
Yeah. Anyway. Right. Yeah.
So, so then I take the light bulb that is not working and I'm carrying it in my right hand. I'm right-handed. So I pick it up in my right hand and I'm holding it so that the little metal point part that you put into the socket is kind of in my palm. And then the spiral is kind of going out to my fingers. Right. So I'm kind of holding it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of on its side a little bit. And I carry it into, and I'm going to take it to the recycling bin downstairs where I put my other, those fancy light bulbs. So I'm carrying it and I just get by the dining table and it turns on.
Oh, interesting.
In my hand, turns on. And I'm staring at it because I stopped moving. And I'm staring at my hand. I'm like, what the hell? Like, this light bulb was lit up in my hand. Yeah. And so I'm staring at it like I didn't move. I wish I would have grabbed my phone and taken a picture. But, you know, when stuff like that happens, then you don't. And then you just hope people believe you. And I was staring at it. And I thought, this light bulb was being goofy in the socket. So I can see where it would be goofy now. So I took it and I set it on the table because I'm like, I can't even walk further with it. I'm so freaked out. But then I went and picked it back up because it was off. Once I set it down, it turned off.
Mm-hmm.
And then later I was looking at it. I'm like, oh, okay, I wonder. So I picked it up and it happened. It turned on again.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what?
Uncle Fester. That doesn't even make sense. Right.
Yeah, no doubt. Uncle Fester, right? So then I took it and put it on the table, and I didn't touch it again. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that again, because it just freaked me out too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was weird. But also, I didn't know enough about those light bulbs, and I still don't. Do they carry some kind of charge that they can, you know, turn on if they get connected with something? Like, it was connected partially to the palm of my hand. The whole bottom, you know, that metal cap on the end wasn't fully connected to my hand. So I don't know if it needed just a little connection, and then it would, if there was anything left in it, it would light up. Yeah, I don't know. So, and I don't know, so maybe someone out there knows. But when I set it down, it sat on the table for a while. I don't know how long, maybe an hour, maybe longer. And I picked it up and it did it again. Mm-hmm. And then I put it down and I never touched it again. And well, frankly, I haven't touched a light bulb like that way. I usually carry it by the spiral part now.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So you think those spiral LED lights have mercury in them?
Well, I don't know. A long time ago, I thought they did. Like, you break them and the mercury is like rolling around out on your floor.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I see you're not supposed to break them. I thought there was something dangerous in there.
Oh, there probably is.
Maybe they don't have it anymore. Maybe they fixed that.
Well, I think the new LED lights look like regular light bulbs nowadays. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I don't know. I'm not a light bulb expert
by any means.
No. So I'm not going to claim that I am. But I don't know how they worked or still work. I don't know if those light bulbs still work the same way or not. But that kind of freaked me out because I was standing in the middle of the living room or dining room and it was lit up.
Turned on. Yeah. But you didn't put it in your mouth like Uncle Fester.
No, I didn't because I didn't want to blow up.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I thought it was already pushing it if I had it in my hand. I didn't want to test the waters.
Yeah. No kidding. Oh, my gosh. No, it was funny because I was just going to say, oh, just like Uncle Fester. And then Lorraine wrote it in the chat room. Uncle Fester. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, interesting subject. And, you know, the next thing that we have to talk about is what kinds of things could cause this if you're not, like, born with it, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's a few in this paragraph. Do you want to read the paragraph or should we just talk about them? It doesn't matter.
Go ahead. I think you should read the paragraph.
Okay. So it says, this shift in frequency could have a number of different causes. Many who have had near-death experiences report slider phenomena ever after. Other sliders have been struck by lightning or suffered major electrical shock at some point in the past. Still others claim to have had UFO or alien experiences. Some theorists claim that humans who have lived on other planets in previous lives will be born on Earth with a different energy and abilities, including what you're describing here. For most information, then it talks about, you know, search the net for starseed, indigo children, indigo adults, and all that kind of stuff. So that's interesting. I could see where that, you know, if you're hit by lightning, I mean, that changes you forever. If you don't die from it,
mm-hmm.
I can imagine that could for sure create some kind of energy that stays with you like this that would just totally whack out anything that was electrical.
I would, don't you think that it would change?
Oh, yeah.
Your structure, which could change your vibration and...
Absolutely. You know, that would be... I can definitely see that, mm-hmm. you know? And near-death experiences, I don't know about that one, but even that really changes you forever.
Yeah, I mean, but wouldn't that... A near-death experience could... If it changed your... You know, if you left your body... To some degree, for a varying degree, I don't know how much it would need, but you left your body, wouldn't that change your body frequency? I wonder if it does. I guess I'm asking. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just kind of putting that out there. But then when, you know, if you come back, does it stay the way it was when you left for a little bit?
Right.
You know, because we're talking about near-death experiences being right. a possible cause for this phenomenon. So
yeah,
maybe it could. You know, I kind of, at first it sounds kind of far-fetched, but then I don't know what happens when you leave your body. You know, does it, your body change because the soul isn't connected to it for a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Or does your soul change because you disconnect? Your soul vibration changes and then you come back in, which then changes your physical energy field. Like, I don't know.
I don't know either. It's kind of mind-boggling, actually. Yeah. I mean, I guess it makes sense, you know, but, you know. So Swanee is saying, going back to the light bulbs, those energy-efficient light bulbs require less energy to light up, and if you give off enough energy, it's possible to light it up. Considering that you do so much Reiki, which is energy work, it makes sense that you could light up a bulb.
Huh, I didn't think about that.
I didn't either, but you know, you Reiki people do have a lot of crazy energy on it.
Sounds like an accusation for a second.
No. But you know, and somebody I used to know that was a Reiki, did Reiki too, would always say, "Oh yeah, if you're anywhere near me for a long time, you know, you suffer Reiki detox." Okay, I was just like, "You're out of your mind." But I've never heard of such a thing. But anyway.
Well, I guess that's an interesting point that Swanee makes with in the chat room, saying that they need less energy to light up. So then you don't need much. So I don't know. I mean, I still don't know how I could have done it. That's just weird. Yeah, I mean, it freaks me out. I mean, and not much freaks me out, but that freaks me out to have a light bulb light up in your hand. Like, give me a break.
I know. That is crazy. Oh, yeah. I'd have been a little freaked out, too. Oh, my gosh. Touchy light bulbs. True that, too. Absolutely. So, yeah. So, and then, okay. So UFOs. Okay. So if you've had a UFO experience, well, we know that that's all electrical too, right? That's what they say anyway, that it, you know, I've been watching that show Project Blue Book, you know, and that's a pretty interesting show. But so it seems like when those flying saucers are coming down, all the streetlights are going on and off and on and off and on. And then pulling out. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean.
But if you have a UFO experience or an alien experience, it's possible that there's some kind of altering that's done.
Right.
I mean, they talk about it a lot. I wouldn't say that that's a possibility. So why wouldn't your energy field shift?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you've been altered in some way, even if we don't know what that means, it's possible that that could create the slider effect.
Yep. Absolutely. You know what I mean? Absolutely. And then we also have to, they're also saying that it's important to note that the electrical phenomena following the death of a loved one or following attempts of communication with loved ones in spirit are often efforts by spirits to get our attention.
Yeah. So then just as our own energy can affect electrical systems, so can the energy of spirits. Mm-hmm. So it may not be us affecting the energy or electronics. It could be a spirit messing with the electronics to get our attention.
Instead
of us putting it out, it's happening to the item, the electricity, TV, light bulb, whatever it is, by something other than you.
Well, and we know as paranormal investigators, when we're out investigating, lots of times, you know, these spirits will drain our batteries. They'll, you know, do all kinds of crazy things to our equipment. You know, we have EMF detectors for a reason. But, it's kind of crazy when you think about all the stuff that, you know, so who knows? Maybe you're not really a slider. Maybe you just have a lot of spirits around you and they're the ones doing all the stuff.
Exactly.
You know? It's really an interesting subject, Lorraine. This is a fabulous one. Thank you for bringing it to us.
Good topic.
Yeah, it really is. But so I can see that too. So, and then on the other hand, you know, we were talking about before the show, we were talking about EMF, electric magnetic frequencies, which is less though. So it's kind of on the opposite side of this, correct? It's less energy than this. Is that how I read it?
I don't know. Because electromagnetic field, I would think something Well, I guess we could be emitting that.
Yes.
To some degree, I think we are, but
it's then nice.
If
it's
something like, else is emitting it, something electronic, I mean, what's the difference, I guess?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then there are some of us who are very sensitive to EMF fields, you know, and EMF activity.
Yeah.
And it often says that people who are, you know, more intuitive and you know, on spiritual paths are definitely have that EMF sensitivity, which would include us, you know, for sure.
Yeah. You know, I guess it wouldn't, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I have to process it for a minute, I guess, but, you know, you think of electromagnetic field is something that emits some kind of frequency that it's affecting something in some way, shape, or form if it's a strong enough field, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it could be affecting a sensitive person who can feel it and it it doesn't feel good or whatever. Or it could, you know, electromagnetic field could affect a piece of equipment or a light bulb or an electronic device. So why wouldn't that would be kind of the same thing that we're talking about is someone that's a slider would have a field that's affecting something else in a way that's possibly visual that we could see it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So do you think if we're around people, so like EMF really bothers me a lot. We've talked about this. So if I were around somebody who was a true slider, would I be affected by them? I imagine so maybe, huh?
It would be an interesting test.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, interesting. Yeah, there's all kinds of possibilities in this.
I mean, I don't know, because I guess I wouldn't, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, some people you can be by them and you can feel something's not right, but I don't know if I would know it was that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess you'd have to talk to them and find out what everything is that's going on, because it could be that, it could be something else. That's I mean, this true. Is that whole rabbit hole thing. I mean, you could go a million different ways with
I know.
It's possibility.
Really, yeah.
You know?
There's a lot of possibilities in this one. There's no cut and dry, black and white thing. It's just out there.
I mean, it would be hard for anybody to say, yes, I'm a slider, because there's too many. I could think of in the first 10 seconds, a bunch of other, you know,
reasons
possibilities.
Why.
But it's an interesting topic because it gets you thinking.
Yes. Yes. But that's why we're paranormal investigators, right? Because we always try to debunk everything. Well, it could be this, could be that, could be this, you know.
I mean, I bum people out with how bad I can go after something and totally debunk it. They just want it to be something cool. And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I know, right?
I can't. And even doing what I do, which is totally off the spectrum of, you know, normal for my job. And I mean, I wouldn't say it's on the normal spectrum. I mean, maybe it's getting more on the normal spectrum than it's been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still go on the route of debunking first.
Yes.
Because I think it's important to make sure you understand what it isn't.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
Because just to jump on the paranormal bandwagon first out of the gate and then try and figure out maybe it is or isn't, I just think it's kind of,
You need to look at everything critically. I think that's what, that's what we're saying, you know. So, but interesting. Yeah, so Lorraine is saying slider is more or less energy to create the phenomenon. Yeah. It sounds like it, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different places that this could go. So, I don't know. I just think it's interesting. Like, I don't know, because I know I get it, and I've had my own experience, but would I say I'm a slider? No. I wouldn't. Even though it's happened to me in the past, I still wouldn't say that, because I also see what I've done in my life to change, because that doesn't happen anymore. And I am not the same person that I was, and I didn't want to be, not that what I was bad, but I'm glad I'm more grounded now, I'm more centered, and that is good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And not saying it's bad for anybody else. I'm not saying that. But yeah, it's interesting. Like, I don't know if I'd just jump on the bandwagon on this one.
Yeah, so Swanee is talking about EMF as a form of radiation. Not sure if all energy is radiation. It might be why our K2 meters do not go off when we hold it up to ourselves, which is true.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
But they will go off if your phone, if it comes near your phone or anything like that, because that has.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting.
It's just cool. It's just a cool thing to kind of get your brain going.
It's hard to get your brain. It's hard to get your brain around it or get your head around it. You know what I mean? Because it's just one of those things where you could think about this for a long time.
Yep.
And think and think and think and think. And of course, now every time we touch a light bulb that goes off, you know, that breaks or whatever, we're going to think, oh my God, we're a slider. Not really. But because, you know, we'll just say, well, it's this, 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 and that. But, you know, I do wonder about the whole light switch thing, because that does happen to me a lot. You turn on a light switch, and not in any particular room or even in just my house, but there have been a lot of instances where I've turned on the light switch and the bulb is broke. You know, or it burns out right in front of your eyes, you know, and it's that flash of light, you know. But, I don't know. Interesting. And so now we're all going to think about this. Every time this happens, we're all going to put it in our memory banks, you know, and think how often it happens.
Yep, that's a good idea. Exactly. Well, and
that should be our homework for everybody listening and for us, too.
That's what I was going to say.
Let's write this down and see if we can debunk it. And then, you know, maybe in 6 months we can revisit this topic for, like, you know, not a whole hour, but maybe half an hour or something and see what we find.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, gosh, this would be something interesting for people to kind of work on, you know, and study, so to speak. Like you said, you know, just see what we can figure out and then revisit.
Yeah, I think so. I think we should... Everybody, you know, think about this, write it down, and then we'll say 6 months. So what is this, May? So in November, maybe we'll have a split show and we'll have half on this and half on maybe another one of our other listener topics, which we've had quite a few this year.
Unless we have a lot of people with either stories or some kind of, you know, not evidence, but some kind of you know, tracking or something that they can, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put it right in my calendar. Whenever it happens, I'm going to write, okay, I was doing this. It happened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's good. Let's do that. We'll revisit this topic in 6 months and see if we can find anything. And also keep in mind what's happening to you, you know?
Right. Are you in an emotional situation? Or, you know, I did 5 Reiki sessions in a row. Mm-hmm. With people, and I am like just channeling energy like it's all, you know, that's it.
Crazy.
So, yeah. So anyway, yeah, like you said, pay attention to what you're doing.
Yep.
And it happens.
And your state of mind, and are you, you know, have you been around electrical? I would imagine that if you're in like an electrical storm, you know, you might... Maybe if you're not even, you know, like lightning strikes you, you might have some of that energy in you too, you know? Because there's a lot of energy in thunderstorms, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Or at the kind of storms, you know?
Well,
it's all that stuff, you know, energy. So, yeah, good idea. So in 6 months, we're going to revisit this. I'm going to put it on our calendar so that we redo this in November.
So I'm looking at another article and they talk about it. Possibly this phenomenon running in families too.
Oh,
which is cool. Another twist.
Another whole twist. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is. Okay. So I'm writing in my November calendar. Okay.
So we'll have, we'll revisit and see see what happens.
For sure.
What people come up with. So save your stories, folks. Let us know if you have any experiences or, you know, if you've had experiences and then you can start documenting what the situation is, you know, if you didn't know before and now you do know because you've been paying attention, we'd love to hear your stories. So, because this could be a good follow-up.
Yeah, I think it would be really fun. So in November, we will do that for sure, the beginning of November, and see what happens. So,
Before we're done, because I know we've got a few minutes here, I found another article and it talks about this gal was talking about when she has body pain, like really bad body pain.
Oh.
She says, when I get emotionally upset or I'm in a lot of pain, light bulbs burn out when I walk past them.
Oh.
And she said, one time I was at the mall in a lot of pain. I stopped to watch this man working on a model airplane that had an engine. As soon as I stopped to watch him, the motor came on and made the man jump out of his chair. she said, it usually happens when I have a migraine or tension-type headache, and then the lights are bothering her. So lights are bothering her. I wonder if it's almost like a manifestation because the lights are bothering her.
So she's shutting
them
off.
Because she has a headache. So then she actually affects the lights. Maybe they go out.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's manifesting. That's kind of cool. One gal says, for me, whenever I was scared, that's when I was releasing the most energy.
Oh.
And so she said she found that she figured out a way to mentally ground the energy or calm herself during these times. So now whenever I turn on lights in dark rooms, I release a slow breath of air and flick on the light switch at the same time. And since she started doing this, she's gone from burning out one bulb every other day to one every 6 months or more.
Oh.
She burned out almost a bulb a day.
My God.
From being, like, being afraid. You know, she's like this fear energy, and it would just, yeah.
Well, it just goes to prove all these energies that we have actually can do physical things as well, you know. Another part of this article we were reading is also talking about the spiritual awakening and Kundalini experiences too, you know, which remember last week Rockets was telling us about when she was, her Kundalini was waking up or whatever, and she was like burning up almost, you know, from the energy. So I wonder... Good question for her would be, did light bulbs go out and did, you know, burn out street lights and stuff? I mean, it's kind of like the total amazing thing, you know, it's could be almost anything.
Yep. I know. It seems like there's a lot of, I don't know. That's why I think it's really interesting because you can go so many different ways with it.
So, endless possibilities, like we said, endless possibilities.
Yep. So thank you for the listener topic.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. And those of you that are listening, if you have a listener topic, let us know because we will certainly dive into it with all of our crazy questions. And
I know, because it's fun. It is fun.
Yeah.
It is really fun. So yes, do that. And now you have a big event happening this weekend. You should plug it a little bit, Heidi.
Thank you. I will. So I am co-hosting the Good Life Expo, and it is at Central Community Center in St. Louis Park. And what it is, there are we've gathered a really cool and talented group of small business owners and people who just do really cool things. So it's an expo. It's people that make their own product or provide their own service. So they're not necessarily reselling stuff. So we've gathered these people together to have, you know, a cool format for people to check out, you know, if they want to shop local and they want to support their neighbors and meet new people that do something or sell something that they have an interest in.
Right.
So, yeah, we have, I think, 25 or 26 vendors inside. We have two food trucks outside. Thank you very much. Yeah. And there's a huge mix of people selling all different goods and services inside. Some people will be sampling foods and beverages inside. We have live music and we'll have door prizes throughout the day. So 10 to 3, Central Community Center. And the website, if you want to check it out, is expogoodlife.com. So thank you, Steph.
Nice. So anybody in the Twin Cities area here in Minneapolis, go see. It'll be fun.
Yes. Thank you.
For sure. All right, everyone. Well, it is time to end again. This hour has come and gone really fast, like we always say. So thank you, Lorraine, for this topic. It was awesome. And Heidi.
Steph. Everyone. Everyone. Sarge. Para X. Thank you all.
Thank you, Para X. And, you know, join us again next week at the same time and same bat channel and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night.
Night.